Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Do you ever step on his material? Because I'm sure there's not too much stuff that the two of you can talk about.
What, in construction gimmick comedy? Or you'd be surprised. Now, folks, I don't want to act like, you know, you need to be a rocket scientist to work in construction like I do, but sometimes it does get confusing, especially when you get your lists confused. Like, sometimes I get my list of tools mixed up with the crew roster. Next thing you know, I'm spending my whole day looking for Jack Hammer.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike.
Dick Blood!
Mr. Mike Napier. Hello, sir.
Hello.
We talked yesterday.
Yes.
At
1 o'clock. In between, yeah, somewhere in there.
And I called you just to say, hey, man, you know, Drunk isn't coming. He's going to a soccer game.
Yep.
There's a soccer game somewhere. Did you know that Bosnia had a soccer team?
I didn't care.
Well, yeah, not only does Bosnia have a soccer team, but, like, if they came here, people would want to go see them.
Well, there is a lot of Bosnians in St. Louis.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, Clinton, back in the 90s when they had that civil war over there, Clinton invited a bunch of them to the U.S. as refugees, and a shit ton of them settled in St. Louis.
Why?
Why not?
Okay.
There are no rape swaths coming through villages trying to rape all your daughters.
Did you say rape sloths?
Yeah.
What is a rape sloth?
giant fat Bosnian soldiers running through the town, raping everything with a hole in it, and then after they're done, making new holes to fuck into it.
Did you know that Drunk was a soccer guy?
No.
I did not know that.
Neither.
Maybe
neither
we should, like, learn things about Drunk.
No.
Don't you feel like there's just, like, a plethora of Drunk knowledge that we don't have? Like, for instance, his first name.
You know, I don't know the exact makeup of my shit. I'm not going to find out. Not comparing Drunk to my shit. It's just something I don't know about and something I don't want to know about.
Do you remember in the Tenacious D movie when the guy is, Tim Robbins, wasn't it? And he goes, come over here so I can stab you.
Yeah.
And they said, no. That's what I imagine a rape sloth would be like. He'd be like, hey, you wait right there. I'm a coming to rape you.
I'm going to bungle fuck your titty holes. Blargle, blargle, blargle.
So Drunk is at the soccer game with Indio Techno. They're not together, but they are both at the soccer game. And these are both people that I had no idea that they were into soccer.
That is so sweet.
It is. It's pretty sweet. And so that is why Drunk is not here. However, I contacted Napier and I said, hey, do you think that we should make some kind of effort to find a third mic? Or should we just do the show, me and you? And you said what?
Probably not going to make it.
Yeah. So you didn't call me to say you weren't going to make it. I just happened to call you.
Actually, I was just about to call you.
And said, so I freak out. I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do? I've already kind of said we're doing a show. I guess I just tell people we're not doing a show. Does anybody really care anyway, though?
Well, probably on Monday. At about
but on
time.
Sunday, that's cool.
On Sunday, they probably don't give a shit.
Right. So if I had said, oh, we're doing a show tomorrow, and then I change my mind, yeah, they have probably plenty of time to change their mind.
Yeah.
And find something else to do. That show with Judge Dredd and the black guy that they're robots or something, that's on. I mean, you could watch that.
What?
There's a show with the guy that played Judge Dredd, and he's got a partner that's a robot.
Oh, Blackubot 9000.
Yeah, Blackubot.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, dog, we're going to go solve some crimes. No, actually, he's not very black. Like, he's like real light. He's not one of the rambunctious ones. He's light-skinned. I believe he has blue eyes. Anyway, that has nothing to do with anything.
If you could build a robot any way you wanted to, why would you build a black one?
You told me you weren't going to do the show. And so I'm
correct.
Going... I shouldn't ever be facing the chat because I'm looking at the chat and Dan just wrote, they is some crime up in this shit. That's funny. Okay, but anyway, everybody in the chat, thank you for coming. All of you. Although it says there's six, but I only see five. Jay Adson's in there, but he's not showing up.
That's, neither is Rode.
That's
Rose Center.
Well, that is... God damn it, Napier. Do you not know who anybody is?
No.
Okay. Anyway, did you know that Jay Adson exists? I want you to just break his
heart
right now.
No, you've told me who Jay Adson is.
See, we like Jay Adson. You should know he exists.
Well, you tell me we like him, and therefore I like him.
But you didn't know he existed.
Well, he doesn't talk to me.
You should know Jay. Jay Adson's the one that wanted to be your friend on Xbox, and you told him to go fuck himself.
Oh, yeah, I got my Xbox hooked up,
yeah?
And I let my Xbox Live account lapse.
Oh.
Oh, don't worry, I got it back yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't invite any new friends.
Well, Jay Adson, send the request again, because now Napier knows you exist, and he's going to be your friend on Xbox.
On the condition that we play World of Tanks.
Do you play Xbox World of Tanks?
When it comes out.
Jay Adson. Get World of Tanks for Xbox.
He can't.
Why not?
It's not out yet.
No, when it does come out.
Yeah, when it does come out.
And then you guys are going to be... Oh, he doesn't want to be your friend anymore because you didn't know he existed.
Well, that's okay.
Is there anybody else that you don't know exists? I know Jay Adson exists. Why do you need to?
I don't really know anybody.
I'm a good guy. I'm good enough. Look, guys... Napier doesn't care about any of you.
If you told me somebody was on Unfit for FM, I would just believe you.
You listen to Unfit for FM.
Yeah, but I don't know who they are.
I've talked to you in their chat room before.
Yeah, but I don't know who they are.
I'm the good guy here. I should be the one that you guys like. Not Napier. And not Drunk. Drunk isn't a cult classic. Drunk sucks. Drunk's not here for you. I am. I'm here every week.
And that's why they like me better, because I'm Fonzie. I don't want to be nobody's friend. Everybody wants to be my friend. And you're Richie.
You're
everybody's fucking friend, and nobody can fucking stand you.
Oh yeah, on PS3, I'm everybody. Everybody who sends me a PS3 friend requests, I'll be your friend. You want to know why? Because I'm that guy. I'm the guy who's friends with people. It's not an exclusive club, the Mike Friendship Club. It's not.
Fuck you, Richie.
Oh, you got PS4, didn't you?
Yeah,
went to the party. How'd that go? Was there a whole bunch of fat nerds sitting around waiting for midnight?
A fair amount. Not all.
Any skinny guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? But they were really skinny.
There was no skinny.
Middle-sized guys. Like, you remember the NES ice hockey?
Yeah, I still got it.
The fat guys that were really slow... And the really, really skinny guys who were really, really fast but couldn't shoot worth shit.
Yep.
And then there was the middle guys.
Yep.
You got four guys. How did you split up your team?
normally for my center, I picked a middle guy.
Yeah.
For my defense, I chose the little dudes, and for my wingers, I chose the big dudes, and I just kept them way the fuck out there.
So there was four. So you had two middle guys, a skinny guy, and a fat guy?
I thought there were five.
No, there's four.
There's only four?
I think there was only four.
No, there was five.
I had one fat guy.
Yep.
And then three medium guys. Fuck that tall, skinny guy. He couldn't shoot worth a shit.
No, that's why you kept him on D.
Fuck him. And he skates up real fast, then what?
He gets the puck away from people, and then he passes it.
Yeah.
Either way...
So you went to the PlayStation thing?
Yeah. And there was this tiny little fucking faggot, and he kept yelling at me because I had my... I had my vaporizer, I had my little puffer on me, and the little thing like was squirting out liquid, like I had to fix it. I'd take it apart real quick and put it back together. He starts talking to me about how he used to own some shop, and they used to fix these for real cheap.
The thing, your vaporizer thing?
Yeah.
Did you see that there's like a place right up the street from us? It's like Thomas's Vape Land or something?
I haven't seen that one yet. I go to the one out there by Dunn.
It's up behind the Valvoline. Not like that has anything to do with anybody.
I haven't been there yet. I've seen it. So this little
five players, including the goaltender. So that doesn't count. Goaltenders don't count. So there was four players other than the goaltender. So Dan said sorry, Mike, but he in fact proved me correct. I'm sorry. Continue with your story.
So a little faggot kept talking to me the entire fucking time I'm there. Oh, you got to check out this place. Oh, I used to fix those. Oh, you should come over to my place, and if you give me $20, I'll fix your broken vaporizers for you. The entire fucking time I'm having a conversation with my friend. Like I am talking to him. While this dude is talking to me, it's obvious I'm not listening to him. He keeps fucking going. This autistic little shit just fucking kept going for 30 minutes about how he could fix my vaporizer. And, oh, don't get those. Those are cheap Chinese knockoff. They're all from Beijing. I just wanted to scream at him. Look, you little fucking faggot. I just want to get my goddamn PS4 and go the fuck home.
So this friend, that's where I'm hung up. Is you said you have a friend. Is this the same friend that you make listen to the podcast when you guys drive around?
Yes.
Okay. So it's still just the one friend.
Yeah, it's still just the one friend.
I was getting jealous there, but I can handle one other friend.
Okay.
So you got like a place card thing? I guess as you get there, you walk up and you check in, and then they say, okay, this is the order.
Yeah, they threw it out the window. They didn't give a shit. There was only like 10 people there.
Right.
Nobody gave a fuck. Just line up. They hand you it. You leave. Nobody there could have given a shit less. It was serious. There were not 15 people there. If you said there were 12, I'd call you a fucking liar. There was nobody at this fucking place. I bet you the one over in Florissant at Cross Keys by that Schnucks, that GameStop, was probably fucking packed. And it had to be 30 fucking degrees out. I'm in a nice, warm, heated mall, no wind blowing, little faggot screaming in my ear. But you know what? I would have taken the little fucking faggot over 30 goddamn degrees.
What's with the F word, man?
Faggot?
You're saying faggot a lot.
Look, I just think he takes dick. I'm not making any stereotypes. I'm not making any slurs. I'm saying this dude sucks dick, and... Yeah, that's where I'm going.
I don't think any of our listeners are faggots, are they? Do we have any faggot listeners?
Well, it depends on your definition of faggot.
I'm sorry, homosexual listeners?
Well, that's different. That has nothing to do with the word faggot.
I watched The Wolverine a couple nights ago.
Faggot, 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 faggot. Faggot.
And
you're welcome.
They had the one fuck in it. You know, in the PG-13, they can have one fuck.
Or one shit.
No, they can have plenty of shits. Fucking FX is loaded up with shits.
No,
like
not for
FX
the PG-13s.
Shows, all they do is, shit, because they can say it. They can't say fuck.
No, that's different. That's something
they say, you mother shitters. You're all a bunch of shit eaters. You shitheads.
Are you sure?
You bunch of shits. It's the land of shits, but no fucks. But but they can only have one, which I think is funny because you always, when you see a PG-13 movie that maybe is trying to push the envelope a little bit, you always wait to see if they waste their one or if they use it really good. But why just one fuck? I mean, they still said fuck.
Yeah.
The word fuck is still out there.
Well, the word fuck would be out there without them.
I mean, if you were a goddamn impressionable youth and you heard one fuck, wouldn't one fuck be just as great as 10 fucks?
No, not when in PG-13 you get that one fuck, it's hilarious. Because you only get the one fuck. Like, oh, there it was. Because you know you're not getting another one.
Yeah, but I mean, it's hilarious and it's fun just because, like, you're looking for it.
Yeah.
You know, when they made the PG-13 Die Hard, and he got the yippee-ki-yay motherfucker in there because he needed the one fuck. That was bullshit, by the way.
That was PG-13?
Not the latest Die Hard. That wasn't even a Die Hard. That was a big pile of dog shit.
Yeah,
with a hat.
It stopped being Die Hard after 3.
Yeah, well, 4 I thought was okay when they released the R-rated DVD. But the movie they put out in theaters with those PG-13, that movie was fucking bullshit.
They might as well just call it Bruce Willis Punches an Asian Broad in the Face.
But when you watch when you watch a PG-13 movie,
yeah,
and you look for the one fuck,
yeah,
I always get excited, and I always like nudge my gal, and I say, hey, that was the one fuck. And she rolls her eyes and says, shut up, we're in a movie theater. And then we move on. And it's usually great because I'm excited about it. But why can't they have like one violent rape scene in a PG-13 movie? Because, I mean, it's only one. It's not like you're going to see a fucking pattern. It's not like you're going to learn from just one. You learn from multiples. Like, if there's two fucks, then it's rated R. There should be one passable rape scene, one grisly murder. Like, just fucking brutal.
Well, in a PG-13 movie, you can have, you know, under the covers loving, but you can't show penetration or anything like that. I think it's along those lines. Like, you can show a dude getting shot in a PG-13 movie. He's got to go, ow, like that kind of fucking thing. But if you show some dude getting his fucking arm blown off by a cannon, no.
One rock-hard cock in every PG-13, well, not every PG-13 movie. I mean, we got to have the, you know, the Fockers. Fockers can't have big, hard cocks in it. But, you know, like a movie that just wants to be a little bit edgy, but not overly so. One hard cock. One big, giant one.
Just by anybody?
Yeah.
What about Robert De Niro? You could show, like, that part where Ben Stiller puts a needle in his dick.
Every PG-13 movie should have Robert De Niro in it.
With a raging hard-on.
With a raging hard-on.
Just this massive cock.
See, this is a bummer, because how do you go into Ask Dr. Napier without drunk? Because I do the, hey, drunk, you know what time it is? Do.
Let's just do it.
What?
Just say it.
All right, it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
We'll dub it in later.
Could I do that? I should just have drunk record the it's time for, so that way I could just play it, right?
No, that I hate when people play sound effects and clips.
You've said that multiple times about how you hate sound drops and stuff, and so
I'm gonna keep saying it till I get attention, damn it.
like the last 20 minutes of the Mr. Producer show, me and you were both in chat, and like they were just taking inventory of their soundboard.
Yeah.
And I was just laughing my ass off because I know that you were screaming at your computer monitor, going, "This is stupid! You're just playing sound clips! I hate sound clips!"
It was the equivalent of like going to a person's house.
When done well.
Yeah.
Sound clips can be funny.
No.
They can be. Like the way that Fred Norris does it on Howard Stern. That's funny.
No, I think they're dumb too.
You just
it adds nothing to anything. It is dumb.
You just hate it?
I hate them.
You just like to hear people talk.
Yeah. If you're going to record in front of a live studio audience or something like that, okay.
God,
Laugh tracks.
God, I wish I had something to play. Play a sound clip right now.
Okay, you know what? You know what him doing that for the last 20 minutes was like? It was like going to an OCD person's house and then tilting every fucking picture ever so slightly. Like, oh, you fucker! You son of a bitch! And then the motherfucker has to spend like 20 minutes rearranging all of his fucking pictures. You cocksucking son of a bitch. Why would you do that? You torturous.
I love Screaming Goat.
I love Screaming Goat too.
In the Taylor Swift song.
Sound effects during songs,
that's
perfectly
my text
okay.
Message sound when someone text messages me, it's goes, the screaming rah, goat. Rah. I love him.
The song that we did.
Can we have the screaming goat on the show?
Yeah, that's fine.
Like that sound clip. Can I just play it sometimes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that you could. You'll get over that.
Yeah, I'm cool with the screaming goat.
Okay, so I just need to clear sound clips with you before.
Well, no, I think it's just the screaming goat.
Okay, you were telling a story.
So, little screaming faggot over at the goddamn PlayStation store.
We're still talking about him?
I thought you wanted me to go back to it.
Oh, okay.
So he's...
Did you not finish the story?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
I never finish any of my stories because I got some little asshole screaming at me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I pick up my damn PlayStation. This dude is still fucking talking to me. I'm looking at my friend to try and get him to say something like, "Oh, I've got to get home to my girlfriend's house or else that 72-hour pill won't take." You know, fucking anything to get me out of this goddamn... What was that?
Is the camel.
The hump day camel?
Fishy, fishy! No, keep going with your story.
I'm not going off...
No, just keep going!
No.
Tell your story!
I don't want to go on with my story. My story's dead now.
That was time because he said it died. No, keep going. Keep going. Tell your story.
I don't want to now. Because you're just going to play clips over it. And you're going to make me sad. And now I can't... You know, now I can't go back and listen to this episode because I'm going to hear those sound effects
and get mad.
Yeah, I'm going to be driving home. Those sound effects are going to go off, and I'm going to like crack a tooth. I'm going to be gritting my teeth so hard. I'm going to swerve into oncoming traffic like, oh, fuck this world. Bam.
I just want to play the screaming goat for the rest of the show.
Okay.
It makes me laugh every time. I can listen to that screaming goat 1,000 times, and I would laugh 1,000 times.
I agree with you.
Okay.
But then you got to play that damn fish song where the thing is, you know, give me that Filet-O-Fish, give me that fish.
Hal says she doesn't like the sound effects either. You know, when on Hal's show, there is what they do, the laughing Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks apparently has like a really goofy laugh, which I didn't know. But the Tom Hanks laugh, that's fucking funny. You listen to that show, that should be like a fixture. Every week, you hear the Tom Hanks laugh, or you go the fuck home.
You know, Mr. Producer put in his chat the other day that fucking that ring people get in their lower lip to see their teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had fucking nightmares about that now.
I think the Tom Hanks laugh on Hals's show is the dick blood of our show.
I could like that. That would be something I would.
I'm sorry, you were talking about the homosexual at the what's it called?
No, let's do Ask Dr. Napier.
Oh, okay. It's time for Ask Dr. Napier. From Anchor Babcock of Unfit for FM fame. If you were forced, would you rather go down on a guy with a vagina or a chick with a dick? And he wanted me to
make... I think those are contradictory terms.
Well, I guess it's like a gal that got the surgery.
Oh, yeah. It's not surgery. It's pills. It makes their clitoris really big, and it looks kind of like a dog's wiener.
Yeah, the Lotus cast, which is on Radio FUBAR, they had a transsexual man that was a lady now on.
Yeah.
And they were asking them questions, and it was very interesting. Like, and I wanted to know about the, like, if you try to do, like, a lady voice for long enough, does it eventually... Do you just do it naturally? I mean, like, if I just, like, every day woke up and I was like, I'm going to be a lady now, and so I just start talking in my lady voice, would that just eventually be my voice? Like, what, it would just be a reflex? That's the way I talk now?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Because I don't think that, you know, you just...
Except for when you get angry or sneeze, because then you can't control it.
I'll fucking kill you, bastard!
I mean, I'll kill you, you fuckers!
Hi, friends. What are you doing over there? I will rip your goddamn dick skin like a fucking banana! I mean, hi, guys. Everybody here's my friend.
Somebody cut you off in traffic.
I will shit fire from you! I mean, go ahead. Light's green. Honk, toot, toot.
So I would imagine the answer to this question is you would rather lick a vagina than suck a dick, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even if at some point it was a woman that made a dick, it's still a dick, right?
No, it's not. I mean, I've seen them. They're not dicks.
Okay, a man.
Yeah.
Makes a vagina.
Yeah, it's still a dick.
Okay, so now I'm confused. Which way would you go?
I would go the lady that turned into a man because it's still.
So then you're sucking
still
a dick.
It's not a dick.
So you're sucking on a dick made of vagina.
No, you're sucking on a really large clitoris. It's not a dick. There's no hole. It doesn't shoot jizz out of it.
Would you rather suck a dick made of vagina or a vagina that was bunched up to be kind of dick-like?
I would rather suck a dick that is coming out of a vagina.
So a dick that was turned into a vagina or a vagina that was turned into a dick?
A vagina that was turned into a dick. Not a dick that was turned into a vagina.
But then you're like sucking on a dick, though.
And it's not a dick.
But it is a dick.
It doesn't even look like a dick. It looks more like a dog wiener. It's got...
Somebody Google vaginas that made to look like dicks and put it in the chat so that I can see it, because I don't have time to Google it. I'm doing a goddamn fake radio show. So somebody find that and have that in your Google browser history forever.
Yeah, so your kids can find it.
Next question from Matt Reefer. Why?
Why not?
Question from Mandy of the Furnacast.
Tell your daughter to look away for a second. Mommy's got to Google.
Mommy's got to Google some cock pics. from Mandy, is it rude for your husband to leave his whack lotion bottle on your pillow? I think that's a clear message.
Yeah, I think that's like a horse head in your bed.
Right. I think that is a that is like a clue. Like,
yeah.
Hey, guess what? This is what I'm having to do. And it's partially your fault. I'm not putting the blame solely on you.
Or it could be that he's telling her that she's been replaced.
You know, okay, Rabbit Pounding's found us a picture here. Let's see. Oh, is that like a drawing? Okay, so
that's
they,
that's not a real one. But yeah, that's kind of how it looks, but not really. It looks more like a clitoris.
It kind of looks like a pig's snout.
Yeah. I guess they all kind of do.
So, I'm sorry. Answer the girl's question. He left his bottle on her pillow.
That should be a clear message that you're not taking care of your man.
Right.
And you need to go home every night.
Get it done.
You need to take off your shirt. You need to dance around the house for him. And then when he's at half-mast, you need to give him a victory blowjob for his hard day at work.
And don't talk too much because your voice makes people rubbery.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we got now? We're getting more links. I'm just going to start opening links. If you're a spammer and you have like timeshares to sell or something, put them in our chat room so that I can click on them. Oh, this is like a video or something. Oh, I don't. Oh no!
Oh,
I'm closing that right now.
No! That is male to female. That is the opposite way we are going with this.
Oh God! I can't believe
Jesus!
I fell for that. I am not asking any more questions.
Every time we ask them a question, somebody's getting their dick skin ripped off. Did you see that? It looked like a peeled grape.
Oh my God!
I've
inverted.
Oh.
Dr. Napier, this is from Dan Fernicase.
Excellent.
Of the Fernicast.
Excellent.
Dr. Napier, I think I got stung by a bee or something. My body is totally swollen and puffy all over, everywhere. My clothes are very, very tight. Moving and exerting myself is extremely difficult. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, my triglycerides are through the roof. I'm not sure what to do. This has been going on for 20 years now. Any help you can offer?
This is, unfortunately, one of the signs of menopause. What you're going to have to check for are eggs in your menstruation. If you cannot find any, they are probably not coming out anymore. You will need to go down to the vitamin store and get yourself a tea pack. What do they advertise those on the fucking point? The testosterone packs. You got to get your T count up. That way you're giving your lady friend the extra 10%.
Type something in the chat for me.
Okay.
Find it for us. No, they're going to think that I used the number 4 instead of 4. Fix that.
No,
so make sure they know that was you and not me.
Well, you see, also with OCD comes things like that. That would make my fucking tits flip.
No. You put the number 4 for 4. Yeah, correct that. No! No, now you spelled out 4 like the number 4. For us. F-O. Oh, God, I hate you so much. Oh, my. That was juicy. So did you answer Dan's question?
Yes, he has male menopause. He needs to go get himself a T-pack, and he will get his testosterone back. Also with that comes increased body hair, but I'm sure he knows what to do with it. He's a man.
Okay, also, that is a clitoris that they extend and make bigger and turn into a penis. Penis?
Yes, a penis. Actually, I believe that middle one down there is a penis.
You know, I took a human sexuality class in my brief stint in community college.
Oh, from the blind guy.
Yeah, the blind guy. And he said that all broads have dicks, like up in there. Like we're all like conceived and like we start to grow and we all start to have dicks. But then when you become a lady, like you don't have a dick, but like your dick's still like up there somewhere.
Well, no, they have clitorises, but that's not the same thing as a
no,
dick.
No, like their dick's like up there somewhere.
You can't just pull out a dick from a lady.
Well, no, that's what he said. He said that we all, it didn't develop, but like the dick meat is up there somewhere. So all you broads out there, you have little dick meats up there
Well,
in your business somewhere. They're up there.
Well, actually, all embryos start out as female, and then...
And I learned that from a blind man.
Yeah, that's not right. See, all fetuses start out as female, and then eventually the better ones become male. They get over it. But funny story, each man right by the... oh, God, what is that? Not the urethra.
Your what?
Not the urethra. What is that other thing?
The other thing other than the urethra?
Yeah. What is that? It's in the butt.
Your... What?
Yeah.
You're being very vague. Okay, so... Other than your urethra, the other thing.
Yeah, what's
that's in your butt? Yeah. You're talking about your...
No, not the sphincter, not the uranus.
The prostate?
The prostate. Is that, there we
did
go.
Did I get it right?
Next to the prostate.
I just solved the Napier puzzle.
Next to the prostate, in every man, there's an undeveloped uterus from when the fetus was a lady.
Is that for? Did you learn that from that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? Because that was fiction. That was
no,
I actually
no, no,
learned
not,
this in a health class. Nate.
No, I actually learned this.
You're
in
just
a
trying
health
to
class.
One up me.
No, this was actually health class, not taught by a blind dude who doesn't know what dick meat is. He probably got told that from a lady that he was, you know, boning, but it was actually a lady
like
boy.
He was going down on a broad, and like he was blind,
yeah.
And he just started sucking a dick, and she was like, "No, we're all born with dicks."
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, he's blind. What the fuck does he care?
I keep clicking on these links, and every time I click on them,
none
just,
of these are right.
They're not
they're
right.
Pictures. We want an actual photo
and,
of
and
it.
And goddamn, Mandy tried several times to post the picture of the question she wanted me to ask, and none of those links worked either. So, I don't know. Anyway, question from Travis. Hulse of the Lantern Light Lounge. And let me tell you something about this goddamn Travis Hulse fella.
Who's that?
I don't really know. I've listened to his show a couple times, and it's pretty good. It's interesting.
What's its show?
He's Lantern Light Lounge something or other. Their sound was bad in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like, well, fuck these guys. I like them on Twitter, but I'm not talking to them anymore. I caught another one just on a whim. Their sound got a lot better. So I'm probably going to continue to listen to him because it was pretty good. They were interesting fellas. But let me tell you about this fucking guy. This fucking guy, he usually has the best Dr. Napier question every week.
Yes.
Consistently, his questions are better than all of your questions.
Dan's are pretty good.
Yeah, Dan's are good. And Anchor's are usually good, too. And everyone else, too. All of your questions are the best questions. Who would be the most devastating person for your spouse to cheat on you with?
Probably my great-grandma.
Okay, so but if it was a woman, if she cheated on you with a woman, couldn't you dismiss that as, oh, well, you know, she has something
dead.
I don't have. Oh, she's dead?
She's dead.
Okay, so she would dig up your great-grandma.
She would dig up my great-grandma.
To have sex with her.
My grandma would be completely unwilling.
Probably.
She would
rape your dead
great-grandmother's corpse, yes.
And that would probably be just to hurt you.
That would be incredibly hurtful. I would probably have to reconsider a few things, you know, about my life.
Right.
If I caught my lady friend having sex with the bones of my great-grandmother.
Right.
That would probably put me off of sex for a little while.
You'd just turn it in. You'd be like, yeah, I'm going to stop for a while.
Yeah, just for a little while. Probably that night I'd jerk off, but
things have gotten dark.
Yeah. She'd at least have to take a bath. You know, wash the dead grandmother out of her.
I don't know. I would say Ethan Hawke.
Why?
Because I don't like his face.
You don't even know him.
I don't like
him. What if he's a cool dude?
If I caught my gal banging Ethan Hawke, That would just ruin my fucking day.
Yeah, but then you could say
he's got a weasel face. I don't like him.
But then you could
say
he just
looks like a prick. But and I don't want him banging my lady.
But your lady friend would then choose you, and then you'd be like, yeah, she chose me over Ethan Hawke, that cunt.
Or the guy that fucking was Pedro Serrano that does the Allstate commercials now, that would bum me out too, because I bet he's got a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So those two
he's got big hands.
Would really bum me out. That was the end of the Dr. Napier segment.
Okay, Drunk, let's sign us off.
Do, 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 do.
Good job, Drunk. Thanks for showing up late. I miss Drunk.
Do you?
No, he's at that fucking faggot soccer game. Fuck that. I hate soccer. And I swear to God, I was going home from work. I almost hit like 10 of those goddamn bastards. And they better have been from fucking Bosnia, because I know none of those motherfuckers saw a goddamn stop sign.
Oh, you were
sign.
Driving by from by where it's at, because that's kind of where you work?
Yeah, I was driving.
And you almost hit them?
Almost hit them. The little fuckers. Giant flashing hand in red. Doot, doot, doot. Stop, stop, stop. Faggot and his goddamn daughter are crossing the fucking street. I almost plow into them. Maybe they're just doing it so they can get my big, fat, rich American monies.
Anchor's got a good line in the chat. You don't want mayhem like me to happen to your girlfriend's pussy. See, because it's a...
I bet I could always smell him when I'm eating her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a break, or do you just want to keep going? You just want to soldier on?
I didn't even notice. Did you want to take a break?
I guess we could. I mean, I went through all the trouble of putting this break together.
It's not going to be another one of those things where Mr. Producer awkwardly interviews somebody with cancer, is it? You son of a bitch, by the way. Do you realize how embarrassing that had to be? I'm pretty sure that was the last interview he ever did.
You know, I'm really kind of bummed out because, like, last week... I was thinking, oh, you know, this is going to be controversial. We're finally going to get people to pay attention to us. I mean, like, we had Matt Leroy on, and he was talking shit about some guy making a independent movie, and we played the thing about Mr. Producer awkwardly talking to the chick with cancer. I thought for sure that we were going to get some kind of heat. Nothing. I don't know what we got to do to get people's goddamn attention around here.
Maybe Halls in Seattle can come in here and blast somebody making an independent movie she don't like too.
Yeah, we'll just keep doing that.
Yeah, we'll just have
we got to start at mentioning people. Like when we do it, we're like, "Hey, we talked about you this week. If you want to check it out, you got a shout out."
Mm-hmm. I think we can do that. Each week, we will have a new person from a different podcast completely shit on some independent filmmaker's dream.
Hey guys, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Enjoy this.
Hi everyone, I'm Matt Reefer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
There are 5 veterans.
They're all awesome. They all suck.
They're doing a podcast.
I Googled uniform opinions the other day. We are number 1, number 2, and number 4. Every other result for the next 10 pages are people that can't spell uninformed.
They served in the Army.
That's the Gipper. God damn, that guy could give a speech.
The Navy.
Why do other people think we take offense to the name Squid?
The Air Force.
All right, I'm not really practicing or really know what I think anymore.
The Marines.
You're never getting promoted again.
And the Israeli Defense Force.
I know what you did last summer in Afghanistan.
They are the most interesting vets in the world. Listen to Uniformed Opinions Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on RadioFubar.com.
It was Jim Norton months ago. This thing that you're referring to,
yeah,
that somehow you caught wind of somehow.
You.
It was like months
you
ago.
You told me about this. You said Jim Gaffigan.
It was a while ago. It wasn't recently at all.
So what did Jim Norton do?
I heard
he shit all over Halls.
No. Halls was doing a benefit, like a benefit for one of her Twitter friends that had Jeff Gordon. Yeah, isn't he a racing guy? Anyway, she was doing a benefit for one of her Twitter friends that had cancer.
Yeah.
And they were doing it in New York City. She asked some comedians to be a part of it. One of the comedians that were asked to be a part of it was Jim Norton. And they asked, and he kind of, you know, oh, yeah, maybe, I don't know, we'll see. And he didn't, like, give, like, a definitive answer.
I would assume that'd be no.
Yeah, and so, like, you know, they made several attempts to get a yes or a no out of him, and he was kind of him-hawing about it. And so she said something about him on Twitter, like, you know, this fucking asshole won't give us a fucking answer. And he blasted her. And, you know, like, when somebody, you know, somebody famous blasts somebody on Twitter, you know.
Oh, quote-unquote.
It snowballs, and it was a bad day for Holly because people were being mean to her on the Twitters. That's the story. That's the story. And it was months ago. Yeah, and he was trying to get his picture taken with Metallica, and she made fun of him. That's his thing. He likes to get his picture taken with people.
Maybe he should be a 12-year-old boy with cancer, and they'll give a picture to him.
He kind of looks like a 12-year-old boy with cancer.
Yeah, he does.
A little bit. A little bitty guy.
I never enjoyed Jim Norton.
I like Jim Norton. I think he's fun.
I like Jim Gaffigan better.
Jim Gaffigan?
Yeah.
The Hot Pockets guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him better.
That would be a bummer.
What?
Like if you know, you just became, oh, you're the guy that does the Hot Pockets thing. You're a Hot Pockets guy.
Yeah. But, I mean, at least he's making money.
Yeah, he's taking the Hot Pockets thing straight to the bank, I imagine.
Better than, you know, not doing anything.
Well, that wasn't at all what I wanted to talk about. I got the teacher that got sentenced to 25 years in prison for blindfolding the students he was teaching and feeding them cookies that he jizzed on.
That's were they asshole kids or?
Yeah, I imagine. He said it was a taste test.
Well, how did it taste?
Okay, there's several questions I have about this. I mean, like, you know, obviously, I guess the first one is, how did they know jizz was on them? Did the kids have a taste for jizz that they knew? Oh, wait, that's jizz.
The little fancy lad.
I mean,
in
you
the
could
class.
Probably give me a whole bunch of things and have me try them all, and I wouldn't know if any of them were jizz because I've never tried jizz.
What if a little fancy lad had taste like, oh, fuck, that's cum. That is a cum cookie.
And my second question is,
yeah,
what is the specific crime? I'm sure there is one. I'm sure feeding people jizz when they don't want it is probably illegal. But what would it be? I mean, you can't say that's sexual assault because he didn't, like, fuck anybody, right? I mean, like, you have to pull your dick out and physically poke somebody with it for it to be sexual, or touch them inappropriately. I mean, all he did was put his jizz on food.
Assault on a minor?
How could that be assault, though?
Is it because he's bodily fluid.
He's invading them with his seed?
Oh,
I mean, theoretically, if you spit on somebody's pizza, which you did, would that be assault?
I didn't spit. I licked it. Completely different thing.
It's not a different thing. Your saliva was transported to this man's mouth.
No, I had cotton mouth. It was just to do it. Technically, the pizza got more on me than I got on it.
But what did... What? I mean, like, can you just do something that isn't even against the law? And, like, somebody will just say, oh, man, that's fucked up. You should probably go to jail for about 25 years.
He served them raw protein?
From his dick.
From his cock, yes.
Right. But how back to the first question. How do you know that it was jizz? Unless he outright admits it. Like, unless he goes on Facebook later and says, hey, you should have seen these dumbass kids eating my jizz earlier, LOL.
He might have. I mean, he's teaching elementary school. How fucking smart can he be?
I don't know. I thought that you would be able to tell me what. Do you know?
How could you tell? I don't know.
You know the law, right?
No.
You don't know what it is?
I know some gun laws. I mean, unless you put a gun to the kid's face, I have no fucking clue what they're charging him with.
Your Thor movie finished.
Yeah, I heard.
Your first overall pick. You know, it made quite a bit of money. It made $147 million.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
However, it only had a 54% Metacritic, which is not great.
Yeah, well, what's 30% of 10 million?
I don't know. Why? What's that?
What your Ender's Game got.
Oh, I don't remember. What did Ender's Game get?
Shit.
It didn't do great. No, so it finished with 79 points. Thor, your first overall pick.
That's not bad.
In the Hollywood Fantasy League. 79 points is not bad for a first round pick. That's. I mean, we're not talking Thor money. And you know, fucking Drunk. I think Drunk's going to win. I really do.
I think you can take it with just the fucking Hobbit.
The goddamn. Well, I have the Hobbit.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah, you'll probably get
goddamn
it.
Hunger Games has a 70% Metacritic right now. It's pretty good.
Ooh.
And it's probably going to make pretty good money.
It's not even out yet.
I know. But
does it have a 70?
Right now, it has a 70% Metacritic.
Why did you watch a shitty movie twice?
How do you know it was shitty? Did you go see Ender's Game?
No.
Well, then fuck you. It might be amazing.
I didn't see it, therefore it's shitty.
Anchor said he saw Ender's Game and it wasn't bad. So that's two reviews in the chat for Ender's Game.
That's like getting fucked by a really fat broad, and because you didn't throw up during it, it wasn't bad.
That's how you would classify it?
Yeah.
But anyway, I read an article about somebody bitching about how they keep using Loki in all of these Marvel movies. Like, they used it in him in the first Thor, and then they used him in the Avengers because they couldn't really think of who else to use. And they just thought, oh, well, this guy's doing such a great job as Loki, they just got to keep finding ways to get him in there. Like, he wasn't the main bad guy in the new Thor movie, but he was in the movie throughout because they just think he's such a great character. And they were kind of just going on and on about how, like, in that subsection of the Marvel Universe, and this is probably going to get really nerdy, by the way, that subsection of the Marvel Universe, there isn't a whole ton of, like, great villains.
No, there isn't.
I mean, there's a ton of good X-Men villains. There's quite a few good Spider-Man villains to where, you know, they could probably just dig in the way. And you know what? In goddamn X-Men movies, they haven't even really used any of, like, the good villains other than Magneto.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't used most of the good X-Men villains.
Well, in the X-Men movies, it was pretty much Wolverine 1, 2, and 3. And then there was Wolverine 4. And then there was Wolverine 5.
Don't you think that they could? I completely agree with you. They just stick to Wolverine, and they need to goddamn.
And Loki is the new Wolverine. It wasn't Thor 1, it was Loki 1, and then it wasn't Avengers, it was Loki 2.
J.S. is right, 3. X-Men does belong to Fox, and so does Spider-Man. But what I'm saying is, they're bitching about how the villains in that universe, in the Avengers, even, I mean, beyond Doctor Doom, what does the Fantastic Four have? Not a whole lot either.
They had Silver Surfer.
Aren't the villains the more fun characters to make?
Most of them in the Marvel Universe, yeah.
I mean, like, wouldn't it be a lot of fun to be the guy in charge of all these villains? I mean, like, you make fucking, you know, like, do you remember fucking in the first Transformers movie when they made the Mountain Dew Transformer? Like, the thing hit the Mountain Dew machine, and then there was a bad guy that was a Mountain Dew machine.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, fucking, how much money do you think fucking Mountain Dew paid to be in the Transformers movie? Probably a fuckload of money.
Oh, easily.
I mean,
yeah.
For that not only just a little product placement, but he was actually a fucking character in the movie. It was fucking Mountain Dew-a-tron.
Yep.
I mean, you sell it, and I mean, basically you can make a villain, you know, falls in a vat of, you know, old Coke, and you make a...
Oh, he could fall into a vat of elementary school teacher jizz.
Like Coke upgraded to a new factory, but there was a shootout at the old Coke plant, and out emerges Lord Coca-Cola-tron to fucking, you know, murder the universe and kill all Pepsi drinkers.
Yes.
And fucking Coke would pay the fuck out of that to have that sponsorship. Heineken paid $45 million. $45 fucking million just for James Bond to fucking drink their beer in the new James Bond movie. They said, oh my God, everybody's going to go see the new fucking James Bond movie, and they're going to see this suave motherfucker drinking a Heineken, and they're going to want to drink a fucking Heineken.
They did.
I don't know what that has to do with villains, but I think that they were onto something with the Transformers thing. And all villains should be sponsored by someone. Because, I mean, if you don't have great villains, then you might as well just make them up.
In defense of the guy who plays Loki, even in the Avengers universe, Loki is a pretty fucking shit villain. I mean, he really doesn't do anything.
How is that in defense of him?
Because he's actually making him fun and cool. And enjoyable to watch. Loki in the fucking Avengers comics is a fucking clown show. I mean, he's worse. He's more incompetent than Lex Luthor.
He's got the big horns.
Yeah, and the frilly toes. He's got the silly man toes.
He's got elf shoes.
He's got little elf shoes on. He's got a little staff. It's all crooked.
I'll hit you with my staff. Hey, watch out, guys. I'm going to turn that wall into a series of penises. Ah, I'm so weird.
By the way, copyright Mike, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks on Lord Coca-Cola-tron.
I don't think we can copyright that.
I just did. That's mine. If you decide, you know, to use Lord Coca-Cola-tron, I expect a check.
Do you remember the Nigabots? The two twins.
Are you talking about it in the second one?
Yeah. Oh, my God. We had a... We had a couple of Transformers geeks at my old job. They were both black, by the way.
That's a good line. RC Colatron is mine. That's a good line. Oh. We need writers.
Yeah, we do.
We just need to start paying Anchor to write good lines for us. I wish I had come. That would have been a good line for you.
What?
To just come back with that.
RC Colatron.
I'm taking RC Colatron. That shouldn't be wasted in the chat. That should be on the show. That's a good line.
That's why we're mentioning it. We're mentioning it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
You know, I think Anchor has better lines on this show than his show.
You know, that's funny. I think I probably have better lines in their chat than I do on this show, too. So.
Oh, I easily have more lines on Mr. Producer's show than this one.
Oh, well, that's because you call in and like, kind of get to talk, I guess, because they let you.
Yeah, they don't interrupt me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, and
what
they
were
let
you going to say?
I was going to say how I'd really like to listen to that nigga, nigga, nigga song with the bleeps in it again.
What is going on with all the F words and the N bombs? What's going on with you today?
I'm just trying to give the audience what they want.
Is that what they want?
Yeah. I mean, why else would they be here?
I don't think they come here for all of that.
I don't think they come here for us. I think they just come into the chat to talk to each other.
It's like AOL chat. It's like they all get together in age, sex, location, and they're all, you know, breaking off into email conversations.
Really, all
like
we're doing...
when they hook up.
Yeah, really, all that we're doing is steering the chat room. We ask them to post dick pics. They all start posting dick pics, but not to us. They're posting them with each other. We don't count. I mean... Who put the fucking male to female genital dick ripping? We didn't ask for dick ripping. They just put dick ripping in there. I didn't want to see some dude's... Yeah.
What?
Dick ripping. Every time somebody says dick ripping, we need to play that.
Play what?
Mike. Oh, well, now you killed it. Now you ran it into the ground so hard, now it's not even funny. Like when South Park said shit a whole bunch, and it, you know, it was funny the first time, and then 158 times later, it was like, oh, I guess it's not funny now. Mike. Can I tell you something? I want our starships to dock. I bought these new docking clamps. That way, when our starships get our ports together and we're trading supplies back and forth with each other, one of them can't get away from the other one. Would you like to trade supplies with my starship back and forth? Just hooking them up to each other. Going back and forth, spreading our supplies all over one another. Maybe a little bit leaks out the airlock. Maybe one of the clamps disengages, like, oh no, all of our Starfleet members. Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Join us Mondays 9-8 Central on RadioFubar.com. Join to chat or download the TuneIn app for smartphones and listen to it that way. Download our show on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, whatever the fuck you want. No, they don't make Zunes. Or from RadioFubar.com. Rate us on iTunes or Stitcher or fucking Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook.com/WFODix, on Twitter at WFODix, or you can follow us around on one of our mini channels at Shoza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL, or you can do shit that other people put up for me on Twitter at Napierisms. Listen to other shows on Radio Fubar because we're not dicks about it. And then buy a shirt. See you in hell. Christ, keep that song going!
Did you know that the United States just recently crushed 6 billion tons of ivory?
That must have been one huge broad's teeth.
Don't you think that's kind of wasteful? I mean, we already killed all those elephants. I mean, that's why they did it, because it's illegal, I guess,
yeah,
to have ivory. But I mean, if you already have 6 billion tons of it, you might as well put it to use. Like, let's say somebody ripped off your dick.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather it be for like a reason, like for your dick to go to some kind of use, as opposed to just like throwing your dick in the trash?
I don't think I'd care what it's used for at that point. I'm pretty sure I'm pissed off about my dick getting ripped off.
But what I'm saying is it would be better for them to put your dick to some kind of use as opposed to it just being gone for no reason. 6 billion tons is a fuckload of elephant teeth.
Got a question for you. Do I have to watch them use it or do I have to watch them crush it? Because I don't think I'd like to watch them use it or crush it. Like they just rip my dick off and then they're slapping it against their broad's titties.
Right, right.
I don't want to see them do that any more than I want to see them put the head down the garbage disposal and try to tear it out like Laffy Taffy.
Would you rather your dick be used for like a dick piano, like a piano made of dicks, or would you rather your dick just be like thrown in the garbage disposal?
What if it was made into a dick skin
your
condom?
Dick could make beautiful music.
Yeah.
Or they could just shred it up and throw it in a landfill. What would you prefer? Those are your only two options, Napier. Your dick can either make beautiful music.
Yeah.
Or it could go in the garbage disposal.
I'd rather it go in the garbage disposal than a bunch of strangers touch my dick all the time to listen to their goddamn harpsichord.